What is up? This is Spanish. I am Bryce here with my best friend.
RJ, and Bryce just got engaged.
I did just get engaged. I did.
I was saying it like I was telling on you. So,
ooh, guess what he did?
I saw them kiss. I knew it. I saw them kiss, man. I did it.
Yeah, just got engaged.
That's awesome, dude, man. That congratulations. That
Thank
is
you.
When he told me, dude, me and Brandy were jumping up and down. That was so cool. Even Caden got in on it. You know,
Really?
he was excited. Kingston got excited, but he didn't know why.
Everybody else excited, me too.
He said, "I love Bryce." I was like, "What? You remember Bryce?" "No, I can't." He said, I can't know him." It's like, "What do you
I can't know him.
I don't know why he says that." I'd be like, I was like, "Hey, where's your socks?" He's like, "I can't know." It's like, "No, you don't know." Like, what do you mean you can't know?
You can know, you just don't.
Yeah. Anyways, congratulations.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Man. It was pretty good, dude. We stayed in town, went to a church member's house. She has like these big get-togethers for Thanksgiving and Easter, and a super nice family. They have their kids are like in college. But every year during these two big events, they play capture the flag, and it's like a big deal, bro. And so like they have a set of twins, and then that are guys, and then two girls, and like they're like really cool people. Like the oldest lives in Harlem, New York. She's a fashion designer.
Oh wow!
The youngest girl is going to Penn State to in law school. You're right. Like super interesting stories. Both of the boys went to what is that Army Academy?
West Point.
Both of them went to West Point and stuff. So like playing capture the flag, especially with them, you know, like it's so, but I won. I'm gonna tell you how I won.
Nice.
Dude. It's the first time I've ever won. We hid Thanksgiving napkins in the yard. They have a huge yard, and I split the teams up. It's very serious, dude. Set boundaries up. Well, I pretended like I was talking on the phone. And so I was on their side, just had my phone up in my ear, no one on it. And everybody would come up to me with like trying to tag me. Like, "Oh, I'm on the phone." "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry." And so I just stayed on the side the whole time on my phone, and I found the flag. And we've been going there for years. First time I've ever found the flag. And so
that's awesome.
Framed, getting it framed, dude.
Oh, yeah.
The other team was mad, but hey, no one said in the rules. They changed the rules now, but no one said in the rules, man. That's some West Point strategy right there.
Yeah.
You know?
They need to
that's,
learn from you.
Exactly, bro. You know, West Point, if you're listening, I know you are. You know, you contact us. We have business emails. I'll be able to just fly me out. I can teach you a thing or two. Give me one of those gray jackets y'all wear at the Army versus Navy games, and hey, we'll call it even. Okay.
Absolutely.
Things are pretty tight. So what about you?
Speaking of college football. No, my Thanksgiving was good. We had two this year, so I ate too much, but I'm not going to complain because it was all good. Yeah. It was good. Speaking of football, you got me on. Have you seen all this crazy stuff with the coaches?
Dude, I thought of you when I saw Notre Dame's. I meant to text you. I forget his name, going to LSU.
Brian Kelly. Yeah, he's turned into quite the bum. I'm not going to lie. didn't tell anybody. Got hired. Everybody found out through social media. Then he talked to the athletic director. Then before it was even finalized, he changed his Twitter and everything. And like,
he so what, met head with the coach team. Of LSU and stuff like that. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
And then he met with the team the day after everything came out at 7 a.m. And he had a
it was like 2 minute speech.
Yeah, yeah. And then walked out. No, he couldn't even ask questions. He just walked out, didn't say anything.
I mean, money
then,
talks,
last
dude.
Night. Then last night, he was at the LSU basketball game talking, and supposedly he faked a Southern accent.
Oh, come
it's
on,
the cringiest
dude.
Thing, dude. It's the cringiest thing. He's from Massachusetts.
Come on, man.
Dude, it's the cringiest thing.
Well, now we can relate.
I like the hire. Yeah, I like the hire, though, a lot.
Now we can relate on head coaches walking out. Remember when Steve Spurrier did it midseason? Yeah. You know, like, geez, dude. It was this,
but the team wants to make it to the playoffs and win the national championship, just so Brian Kelly don't get one.
So what's okay? So what's up with that? So he's not coaching anymore, mm-hmm. right? This is
he's
like
done.
Effective immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was one of my questions. It was like, what if they win? Does he get credit for that or mm-hmm. no?
Like, and he just became the winningest coach in Notre Dame history, and now he's like turned into a villain. Like, it's crazy, dude.
Start winning.
And he tried to, like, get all these coaches from Notre Dame to come with them, and every single one of them so far, there might be one or two go, but everybody else, like, turned them down.
That's what I'm afraid of. It's like, you know, when coaches get winning streaks, they go to schools who pay more money. Sorry. So, like, right now, for our listeners, I've told Bryce this earlier, our football team tonight is in the regionals next week at state. And I was at a meeting with some little league coaches. And obviously, you know, our head coach for high school wasn't there. It's just little league stuff. And they were talking about, like, yeah, well, I bet you, you know, the high school head coach, I bet you he's going to get hired to go coach at a D2 college or something like that. You know, I'm like, don't say that. You're like, yeah, he's not going to stay at a 2A school, winning state and stuff. He's ain't. I was like, yeah, he might, though, man. I don't want him to go, you know? They're like, money talks, dude. I was like, yeah,
dude,
man,
yeah. So Brian Kelly got like a – each year he gets $7 million more than he made at Notre Dame.
Wow. Bro, that's crazy, yeah. Man.
This is the craziest thing. Like, and I've been all into it, like, trying to figure everything out. And, like, he was trying to take the defensive coordinator, which he just hired last year. Well, the defensive coordinator is now the head coach at Notre Dame. So he hired his replacement last year.
I mean, maybe it's a – and you said you like him, right?
Mm-hmm. I like him. And all the players do, like, there's, like, a picture and it said one of these is not like the other, and it's, like, Brian Kelly talking to LSU, and, like, they're all just sitting in chairs like this. Like, yeah. Don't give a crap. And then when Marcus Freeman was announced as the head coach there in, like, a team meeting, and, like, they all got up, ran to him, and were, like, hooping and hollering, dude. They got me pumped.
Yeah. Awesome, man. That's good to hear, dude. Yeah.
But we're not talking about that today. I had something else I wanted to talk about. So I don't know if we've talked about this before. I've talked about it with somebody. But it's come back up on Twitter, the Mandela effect. Have you heard of this?
Yes. So you sent me that TikTok the other day.
Blows your mind. So the TikTok we saw was this guy talking about, and I'm sure you've seen, the Disney, like when Disney movies, at the beginning of them, Tinkerbell creates the castle, dies the eye with her wand. Doesn't work, so she hits it a couple times and then it works. Well, that never existed, but I remember it vividly, like very vividly, like what happened. And so I got curious again as far as what other Mandela effects there are, and there's a good bit. So these are the 40 most common ones. Let's see.
Wow. Yeah, it's some of them I'm like, you know, maybe I'm just remembering wrong, but some of them, like, I could have swore. I know one of them was tricks.
There's one that, like, freaks me out.
There's one that's like, you remember the cereal, the silly rabbit Twix are for kids tricks? Wow. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like they're supposed to be in shapes of fruit or something like that.
And they never were?
Well, I don't know. Like, and so someone posted the other day, it's like, how come they're just colored balls now? They're just like little balls that are colored now. You know, and I'm like, is it because we're not kids anymore? And I'm like, what? No, they used to be fruit, you know, and like fruit shapes. And I was at the store the other day, and sure enough, they were just colored little balls. And I was like, man, maybe this is true. You know, like this is so like, what is it? Is it that like it came about because
memory?
So I heard it was like two, like, so the, like, parallel universes colliding or something like that.
Yeah, so it says, let's start with the reason we're all here. Nelson Mandela, who the series is named after, died in 2013. However, countless people distinctly remember him dying in prison in the 1980s. But his death isn't the only example of the Mandela effect. We have been wrong
about
so many things.
Dude, so hold on, time out. So he invented the effect.
Yeah, basically.
But then had it happen to him too?
Yeah, like he's
part of the effect now.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's crazy.
So the first one, peanut butter, Jiffy or Jif?
JIF.
Yeah, is it that or JIFFY?
JIF.
Yeah, that one is. I always thought it was Jiffy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, that's a lube place. It's where you get your oil changed. That's why Jiffy Lube, you know, like,
yeah,
that's why.
I got you, man. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. See, this is so for listening. Bryce is a believer, right? You believe, right, in, you know, you I'm not convinced. I'm not. I think because he sent me that TikTok about Tinkerbell, and I sent him another one about someone explaining about how it's just these memories we are confusing with each other. You know, so like maybe you thought Jiffy was peanut butter, but it's really Jiffy Lube.
But then
you know,
he showed the one that people thought it was, and I've never seen that one.
Oh, with the Tinkerbell one?
Yeah, I've never seen the one where she's building the castle. Like the last,
it was like really old VHS stuff.
Yeah. So, Looney Tunes. The Tunes, is it T-O-O-N-S or T-U-N-E-S?
Tune, like T-O-O-N, right?
Nope. T-U-N-E-S. Yeah, makes no sense, but that's what it is.
Really? I used to play that game on Sega Genesis all the time, dude.
You would think like cartoons, like tunes?
Yeah, yeah.
But it makes zero sense that it's T-U-N-E-S.
Well, that's wild, yeah. I don't know if I remember that one. Or if I'm, because I'm going to play Devil's Advocate, right? I don't know if I remember that one or if I just assumed that it was Toons because of it being a cartoon, you know? But yeah, sure enough, I'm Googling it. Yeah, T-U-N-E-S. Huh.
All right, next one. This one, I don't know if a lot of people have heard about, but I always read the books and watch the shows. The Berenstain Bears or the Berenstain Bears? S-T-E-I-N or S-T-A-I-N?
E. Is it A?
Mm-hmm.
See, again,
Bears. But I thought it was Berenstain.
I had speech problems. Maybe I was just saying it wrong, you know?
Well, you're like, not the only one, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody thinks it's Berenstain.
Okay. I'm not a believer yet.
Curious George, tail or no tail?
Tail.
Never had one.
Shut up.
Never had a tail. Right. I'm telling you, dude.
All right, hold on. I'm not saying maybe I remember it wrong, okay? Dang, sure enough, he don't have a tail, does he?
No. It's crazy.
Okay. No, yeah. Okay. I'll say that because I didn't watch it a lot.
You still read books though, right?
No, I didn't read. I didn't start reading until Harry Potter. That was my gateway book. So like as a kid, I didn't have, you know, like my parents didn't read to me or nothing like that. So like it's, I didn't read books.
All right. So the TV show, Sex and the City or Sex and the City?
In. But I've never seen that one either, though. Mm-hmm.
Sex and the City. Yeah.
And the City?
Sex I'm telling you, dude.
That's weird. Why would? Okay.
Yeah. All right. This one blew my mind because I buy this. Like every now and then, Febreze. F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E or F-E-B-R-E-Z-E?
Two E's. Two. Really? Okay.
I'll do
There has to. So it's just maybe I bought the off brand.
No? Febreze.
I couldn't afford
like
regular
Febreze.
Dang, it really is 1E. Okay, it is starting to get kind of weird.
This one, dude, I'm telling you. This one isn't as big, but I understand it. But also, there's a tune to it. So you can't mess it up. Oscar Mayer.
I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody fall in love with me, right?
Yeah, but and then they spell it. So how's it spelled?
O-S... C-A-R Oscar, I don't know.
M-E-Y-E-R or M-A-Y-E-R?
M-Y.
No, I'm saying M-E-Y or M-A-Y?
M-E-Y.
M-A-Y-E-R.
Really? All right, hold on.
I'm telling you, dude.
Oscar Mayer Wiener?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. How does, but they spelled it in a song?
O-S-C-A-R. My baloney had a last name. Admit M-A-Y-E-R. My baloney had a first name. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't good at spelling.
Skechers. With a T or without a T? Like
without
S-K-E-T?
A T.
It is without a T.
Yeah, C-H, mm-hmm. Right?
S-K-E-C-H-E-R-S, yeah.
Do you remember it with a T? Do you think it had a T?
Some of these like are pushing it, but like I also can see where some people are like, oh, mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. All right.
Fruit Loops, Toucan Sam.
Okay. I know him.
Fruit Loops.
No. Two O's. Two O's. Yeah. See, I know that one.
Because it has the loops. That one.
But you would think it's fruit because it's fruity, you know, you'd spell fruit just like Looney Tunes. All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. So do you know the picture of King Henry VIII? Uh-huh. With the turkey leg in his hand.
Maybe I don't. I don't think I've...
The King Henry turkey leg. Some people distinctly remember this portrait showing the King of England wielding a turkey leg. But he really? Wasn't.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I've never saw that one. Mm-mm. Yeah, I've never saw that one. Okay.
All right.
But I'm not up on classical art, you know?
No. So, Monopoly. The man, mm-hmm. Monopoly man. Monocle mm-hmm. or no monocle?
Monocle.
No monocle.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Monopoly.
I'm telling you.
What? Why did I think he has a monocle?
Dude, I know. Some say it might be simple you know confusion why? Between the Peanut Man. Or, Mr. Peanut from Planters.
Or is it the Pringles Man? Is maybe what I'm thinking. No, Pringles Man don't have it either.
Mm-mm. So they say this, as some suggest, might be simple confusion between him and the Planters Peanut Company mascot, Mr. Peanut.
Why would I confuse that with a peanut, though? Why did I think? Why would I think he has a monocle?
Dude, okay,
that one is kind of weird. Yeah, that one is weird. Why would I?
I'm down. Okay. All right. I got into this, but I never paid attention. Pikachu.
Okay.
His tail. Does the tip of his tail have black or does the base of it brown?
All right. So I got into Pokemon.
So mainly it's just asking, does he have black on the tip or no?
Yes. No?
No.
Really?
Yes. Pika. I swore he did.
He has brown at the base.
Yeah.
I guess, am I confusing his ears? He has black on the top of his ears.
I don't know, dude. I swore he had it.
Okay.
Next, Candy. So some of these, I mean, we're going all over the place. But, I mean, a lot of these, like, I distinctly remember it, and they don't have it. Kit Kat, hyphen or no hyphen?
Hyphen.
Nope.
No hyphen?
No hyphen, dude. No hyphen. Never existed.
Okay. I'm not saying I'm a believer, but I am getting kind of freaked out.
Done. You're going to be right into this. Fruit of the Loom. You know the cornucopia?
Mm-hmm.
Was it there?
Yeah, right? It had fruit coming out of it. No? It's just a fruit? It's just fruit?
It's just fruit. Never a cornucopia.
Okay. Maybe I don't think I pay attention to.
I started thinking when I saw this one, looking at tags of like white t-shirts or underwear.
Yeah.
But then I realized they didn't have any because they're not as comfortable as Hanes.
Yeah. It's like the when you're on a budget, but you can't afford Hanes.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. Hmm. No cornucopia.
What? Okay.
All right.
And for those who are listening and you don't know what a cornucopia is, because I just found this out because I had to research it when I first – I didn't just find it out. When I read Hunger Games, there was a cornucopia. I didn't know what that was.
It's like a basket. Looks like a horn almost.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
Cheese It or Cheez-Its with a Z at the end?
With a Z. No? No Z?
Never had a Z. Just Cheese It.
All right, hold on. I'm having to look up every one of these, dude. Why did I think it had a Z? Where would a Z come from?
Exactly.
All right, Harry, don't give me options anymore. Just tell me, all right, if it's like that, just like, all right, how would you spell Cheez-Its? Or Cheez-It? Okay. Oh, it has a Z at the end of cheese, is what it is. Okay. All right.
So for Oreos, how do you spell double stuff?
Okay, just Doublestuff.
One F.
1 F. Why would it be 1 F?
I don't know. It makes no sense to me.
That's a grammar mistake, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Because you always add an extra letter if it deals with food. That's why dessert is with 2 S's and
oh, is
desert
it
is with
really?
one.
See, I
Yeah,
just
that's how
learned
I always
something new.
remember it. Yeah, if it's with food, 9 times out of 10, you add the extra letter. Why would it have 1 F? I think that's a grammatical. See, it's not that I'm remembering it with 2 F's. It's just grammatically, I think it would have 2 F's, you know?
Yeah, this one I'm not going to give the option because it
Okay.
kind of it don't make a lot of sense. So Mona Lisa's smile. There are a lot of theories about this one, but so many
Okay.
people have claimed that she used to have a more obvious smile, but she does not.
What's the options? Like, what is.
I mean, what it's showing is basically looks like the same, except one looks like another one's
So, with the Mona
soft smile.
Lisa, as you focus on different parts of the painting, her smile is brought out more. If you just focus on her lips, her smile doesn't look that prominent. But if you focus like on her eyes or something like that, it looks like she's smiling more. That's like kind of the beauty of Mona Lisa. So maybe that's why people are thinking that.
All right, I'm gonna be disappointed if you don't get this one because we did a whole episode on Star Wars and I know nothing about it and I wouldn't know this. So C-3PO, all gold or did he have a silver leg?
Okay, so this ain't a Mandela effect because in the original Star Wars, he had a silver leg, but he's in later episodes, he's all gold.
No, he
But
has
I
a
think
silver
on
leg.
the, huh?
He has a silver leg.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like later episodes, he was all gold. So that's not a Mandela effect. That's just when Star
Really?
Wars first came out, it wasn't HD, you know? Oh, wait, I just did C30. C3PO? But see, like in the original ones, yeah, he had a silver leg. And then in the newer Star Wars, the ones that just came out, he has a red arm to kind of call back to his
Okay.
missing parts. But later on, he didn't have a silver leg through the whole series, though. Just in the first episode, right? No, I'm seeing another one with silver leg. But I credit that to it not being HD. Yeah.
True. Right. So Flint stones or Flint stones? So with the T or without, like Flint or Flint stones?
Flint, because it's a rock, right? All
But
right, all
along,
right.
yeah, a lot of people thought the way because of the way we pronounce it, Flintstones is
Yeah.
with the. All right, chartreuse, chartreuse. Do you recall someone telling you that it is a magenta pink color? I never heard this one.
Isn't that a cheese board?
A charcuterie.
What'd you call me, bro? It's a family-friendly podcast, man. Don't we talk about that stuff,
But in
bro? You
reality, it's
know?
a shade of green. That one I don't never heard of.
Yeah, that's something like, I don't know. We wouldn't know that as youth pastors.
Oh God, I just messed up. Hold on. No.
I don't know all these fancy color names. If it's green, it's green. Light green, dark green, you know?
Yeah. All right, hold on. Let me get back to where I was. I just messed up. All right. So, Forrest Gump's most famous line when he's sitting on the bench holding chocolate. What is it?
I've never seen Forrest Gump.
Oh, dang, that's right. But you've
But
heard the saying.
I bet you, I know it. It's a meme, right? Life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what it's gonna get,
Yeah.
right?
So, well, everybody, even me, thought it was life is like a box of chocolates, right? So he actually says life was like a box of chocolates. So that
Oh,
is what
really?
was, yeah.
Was. I'm gonna try to watch that movie here soon. I got a list of movies I've never seen. Die Hard. You ever seen Die Hard? People told me to watch it around Christmas. I don't. I
Yeah, I
think it
heard it's
just
a
takes
Christmas
place
movie
in Christmas.
somehow.
Yeah. We're gonna have
Right?
to. Yeah.
You ever seen Snow White?
I don't know. Like I know who she is and stuff. I don't
Right,
know
do
if
you
I've
know what the
ever.
queen, the wicked queen, says to the mirror? Like the saying?
Oh yeah, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
Actually, magic mirror on the wall. It's not mirror, mirror. It's just magic mirror on the wall.
Where did mirror, mirror come from?
Dude, I don't know.
But see, I think someone changed. I've never seen the movie, so I can't say I remember it, right? I'm just there. Going by, again, the Forrest Gump one. I'm just going by what culture has taught me to say, you know? Like, I'm not saying all we're right. colliding with parallel universes.
So, Darth Vader's most famous line, what is it?
Okay, it's... Everybody says, Luke, I am your father, but he says, no, I am your father, mm-hmm. right? So, yeah. Again... It's not a memory. It's just people changing it, man. It's culture, right? Our culture's taught us not to like the word moist. But why? You know, everybody's like, I hate that
like
word moist.
I don't like seepage.
Seepage.
It's gross, isn't it?
I got some of that going on right now, I guess. You know,
seeping.
That's funny.
All right. So, Gandalf. That Lord of the Rings?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was his most memorable line? When he
it says fly you fools or you shall not pass.
Fly you fools. People swore it says run you fools.
No, he says fly because so there's theories out thinking that he was saying go to the like fly like find the eagles because everyone's like at the end of Lord of the Rings if you have never seen it, you know, spoiler alert, but I'm just gonna tell you anyways, Bryce. They finally, you know, after they get to the mountain and do their thing with the ring, the eagles fly them all the way back home. And people are like, bro, that could have saved us three whole movies if the eagles could have just picked them up from the beginning, you know?
Exactly.
Some people theorize that's what Gandalf was trying to say.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, have you ever seen Hannibal Lecter or The Silence of the Lambs?
Mm-mm.
So there's a line where, and I've seen it. Remember Hannibal Lecter saying, hello, Clarice?
Oh, that's my alarm, man. Gotta take my medicine.
You know, like, hello, Clarice.
No, I've never heard of that.
Anyway, for those listening, he, in fact, did not say hello, Clarice. What he said was good morning.
How do you get that confused?
Dude, I don't know, but that's, yeah.
I just want to take a minute right here and take a pause and spat out. Wow. Shout out our sponsor for this episode, Body Water. Thanks for sponsoring us. If you want to, Body Armor. If you want to get some great drinks, they have flavored water. Go to your local food line, and pick you up some. Tell them that RJ and Bryce sent you.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be nice if they did sponsor us. We're just gonna shout out random products from now on. You know, just
we like can get in people. Trouble for that, can we?
I don't know. But it's free promotion to our 8 listeners. You know, like, could you get in trouble for that?
I don't know.
If you can, that was all a joke.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, We Are the Champions, the Queen song.
Okay.
What is the last line?
Of the world? No, what is it?
He never says we're of the world. He just says we are the champions.
Oh, that's man. Okay, but now I remember adding that to the end.
Did
on
you?
Karaoke. Yeah, on karaoke one night. I remember it was at a karaoke at a high school, and it was at BHP, actually. And it was doing the cancer walk. What is that called?
Relay for Life?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I remember adding a line. Yeah, I'm not a believer, dude. See, I could justify these mistakes. You freaked me out a little bit, but...
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood theme.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Oh, in this? Okay. Well, I mean, I didn't watch it a lot. You know, maybe that's why.
So this one's stupid. So the number of U.S. states, the correct answer is 50, obviously. But some Americans and foreigners alike recall learning that there's 51 or 52.
50, yes. I used to think that. I don't know why. Growing up, I used to say 52. I have no idea why I thought that.
All right,
that one is kind of freaky. You said it's stupid, but it is kind of freaky. That was me.
Really?
Yeah. I honestly used to think there was 52 states. How about when I was at practice last week or something like that, I had one of my players, he was convinced that Antarctica was the North Pole. He said, well, yeah, Alaska is like touches Antarctica. I was like, no, it doesn't. But this kid also thought that Alaska and Hawaii were right below, like in the Gulf of Mexico, because that's how it is on the map. You know how they take it off?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's part of the 50 states. Dude, I saw a TikTok the other day. One of the youth showed me about this girl saying, so we eat turkey, and I've seen turkey, but I've never seen a ham. I've never seen a bird. And I was like, oh my God.
I don't like turkey.
Dude, ham is the way to go.
Yeah. Well, this past Thanksgiving, just for me and Brandy and the family, I smoked a chicken. You know, I was like, I ain't no turkey. Yeah, no, it was horrible. It's my fault. I think I put too much chili powder on it or something. It didn't taste good.
All right, you know the actor Sinbad?
Sinbad. Isn't that a movie? No. Yeah, he was in, I know what you're talking about. He was like a genius.
What movie was he in?
Shazam or something like that?
Never in the movie.
Yes, he was.
No, he was not.
Is that a real movie?
No, Shazam's not a movie.
Shazam with a... No, he was like a wizard, right?
He was a genie in Shazam. He never was.
That's not a movie either?
No. Sinbad never played a genie.
Hold on now. Why am I thinking that?
Dude.
There's... Okay, so it was... Kazam. Was Shaq? Yeah. But why would I get that?
Exactly. Twisted? Why would we remember
Sinbad? And I remember, yeah.
That's the only movie I can name Sinbad's in.
I don't even, yeah. Who is Sinbad?
Exactly. When you think of Sinbad, you think of Shazam.
But it's Kazam with Shaq.
Yeah.
Who is, okay. That don't, man.
Yeah.
What is Sinbad famous for then?
Dude. Thought it was Shazam, but it's not.
Like, who is he? Like, what did he do? He's a comedian.
Still, dude. Swore he was in a movie.
I've never seen his stand-up comedy or nothing.
I remember seeing that dang movie.
I swear I remember that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying it's Kazam?
Yeah, with Shaq.
I don't remember. I don't think I've ever seen Kazam. I don't ever remember that.
This one got you, didn't it?
Yeah. I'm still not a believer. Oh, man.
I'm telling you, this one is what did it for me.
Oh, I don't know, man. That one's kind of freaky, dude. But Sinbad is a pirate movie too, right? Like, isn't he a pirate? Okay, yeah, I see it. But him being a
dude, he wasn't like I would like distinctly remember. Like, that's the one where I saw it, and I was like, no.
Yeah. That is wild. Okay, that one is definitely tripping me out.
Yeah.
Because, I wouldn't remember Shaq.
No.
So is Kazam a real movie? I just saw it.
Yeah, Kazam's a real movie with Shaq, but Shazam with Sinbad is not.
And so what is – all right. Kazam is a 1996 musical fantasy comedy pelioka. Oh, sorry, hold on. I have this extension on my Chrome where puts certain words in Spanish. Comedy film directed, written by Christian Rutherford, based on a story about Glasser, starring Shaq as a title character, a 5,000-year-old genie who appears from a magic boombox. Yeah, that's Sinbad.
Yeah.
Oh man, definitely like a 90s thing. Wow. Okay.
That's the one that like, yeah. Smokey. All right. So only you can prevent forest fires. What's the name of that person?
Smokey the Bear.
The Smokey Bear. It's never been Smokey the Bear.
Smokey Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Why would it? But that one's not as trippy as the Sinbad one. I'm still tripping out on that one. Smokey Bear? That's weird. If someone said, yeah, you know Smokey Bear, I was like, I wouldn't know what you're talking about. It would have to be, if you were like, you know the one who does the commercial, like Smokey the Bear, I would fuss with you. I would fight with you. I'd be like, nah, that's Smokey the Bear. Man. All right. Anyways.
So there's this one about Tank Man. I've never heard of it.
Tank Man?
Yeah,
oh, that's a picture.
It says in the perhaps the most memorable moment during the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests, recollections of the event vary. Some say that identified man was known as Tank Man. was run over and killed, but other videos show him moving away from the scene. I don't know.
I just know the picture of him standing in front of the tank. So, like, what happened? I don't know. I don't even know the whole story. Did he die? Did he get run over?
I don't know.
Oh, what? Is it didn't tell you the right answer? It was a Chinese protester, you said?
I don't know. I think so.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember him getting. I mean, I just know the picture. I don't know. I didn't know it was a video. I thought it was just a picture. Okay.
All right, this one's, you would agree Neil Armstrong's still alive, right?
The guy who went to the moon?
Mm-hmm.
No, he died.
When?
Like 2014?
10, 2012. I didn't
know. Or 2012? I remember him dying. I knew he died.
I don't know why I don't.
Yeah, it wasn't like a big deal. Like Buzz Armstrong? Yeah, Buzz Aldrin. No. Yeah, that's it. He was the second man on the moon, I guess, technically. But he gets, like, he does more interviews than Neil ever did. You know? I think that's who Buzz Lightyear is named after.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that for sure. Don't quote me. But, you know.
So, Billy Graham.
All right.
Do you know when he died? This one's not that big to us, but.
Had to be, like, 2018?
Yeah. Says, like Mandela, many can't place when Billy Graham's funeral aired on TV. That's probably because it didn't happen long ago. He died in February 2018. So people thought he died a long time ago.
I wonder if we know that because we're in ministry, you know?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mother Teresa's canonization. So when she was canonized as a saint, do you remember when it happened? Or when do you think it would have happened?
The 90s?
Yeah, it happened in 2016.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But see, we don't, as Protestants, we don't really like declare people as saints, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the Methodists don't either, right? I don't think y'all do either.
We recognize saints like of the church, like those who have died.
So, like, you would recognize her as a saint?
I don't mean that like in that sense.
So, like, but y'all don't see the Catholic Church believes that, like, the saints are intercede their prayers to God. So, like, if she's a saint, she can intercede the prayers to God.
We just see them as, like, members of the church who have passed, to her a huge part. Like, just members who have passed, we call them saints.
Okay. See, like, sanctification is just literally means to be set apart. You know, the tabernacle in the Old Testament, it was sanctified. And so it's not, so the, you know, it's. Paul addresses the people in the church of Ephesus as the saints at Ephesus, you know? So it's just as Christians, we're saints technically, but different denominations call it different, you know, different things. But, yeah.
So the Space Shuttle Challenger explosion, do you know the year?
That had to be 90s too, right? 95.
So it happened in 86, but there are a number of people who thought it happened in 84 or 85.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just bad with dates. Yeah, that's not as mind-blowing as Sinbad.
Yeah, this one, I don't understand. So when aviator Charles Lindbergh, his infant son was kidnapped, the entire world focused their attention on the story.
The balloon man.
Yeah, many remember the case going cold, but they sadly found the body and sentenced the killer to death for the heinous crime.
Oh, no, I don't. Never mind. That's not who I'm thinking of then.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a guy who said that his son, like, they were testing something, making some kind of aviation thing where it's like balloons.
Yeah. And like I said, a lot of these are like pushing it. We've hit some several mind blowing ones. Sinbad, definitely.
Sinbad, for sure. That one's the worst.
Yes. So Patrick Swayze, you know he had cancer, right? I mean, he ended up passing away. Did he recover from it or did he die from it?
I don't know. I don't know that much about him.
I guess he died from it. He died from it, but people said they remember him recovering.
Really? Hmm. Yeah, I don't know that much about him.
This one, I don't think. Go ahead, sorry.
Was he the one with Dancing with Stars or whatever?
Dirty Dancing.
Oh, Dirty Dancing, right. Yeah.
So, Leonardo DiCaprio. This one, I don't even know why this one's on here. It says he took his first Oscar in what year? Do you know?
Oh, it had to be like post 2010, so it's probably like 2017 or something
It
like
was 2016.
that.
Countless
Okay.
people argue he scored one much earlier.
No, because that was a meme, you know, like
Yeah,
that was people would joke about
exactly.
it. Yeah. He deserved many before that. For Titanic alone, probably, you know? What is an Oscar?
Yeah.
Just like you're a good actor or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's. He, yeah, he should have got. I mean, I don't know how they even judge that. Like, that's subjective, I guess. Acting is an art, but I don't know.
All right, so the location of Disney World Castle.
All right,
Do you know where it's located?
is in Florida?
But
Oh, like down the center of
like
Main
what part
Street,
of
like Cinderella's castle.
the
But I've never been to Disney World. My parents didn't love me, so I've never
So some
been.
people see, I don't they didn't really
So if
word
you
it
go on
that
Main
way.
Street, you can see it. That's the shot, right?
It says if you've ever been to Magic Kingdom, do you recall where the castle was located? Some, even one Orlando local on Reddit, clearly remembers it being the entrance to the park, but it's not.
I say I wouldn't. Yeah. Have you ever been to Disney World? Must be nice. both your parents still together?
Oh my God.
Must be
Yes.
nice. That's cool.
All
That's
right.
cool.
Let me see if I can find. We'll do a couple more. See if I can find some.
Didn't you say you had a good relationship with your dad? Must be nice.
Jeez.
Love doing that, dude. I love it. Just laugh about it now so I don't cry. But
All right.
yeah.
Let me see.
Was that all of them?
That was 40 of them, but I'm
Wow.
gonna look,
So.
see if I can find some more real quick.
The one that blew my mind, honest, is the Sinbad one. Like, I remember
Dude.
that. I don't remember Shaq. Like, Shaq's a horrible actor. The way he talks, the way
Yeah.
he's just, he wouldn't be a good actor at all. He's, man, I don't know, dude. I'm tripped up about that. That one is on the verge. Now, do you believe, you know, because we're getting, you know, long in this podcast now, you don't have to look up anymore unless you just see a mind-blowing one. But, do you believe in parallel universes?
I
No.
don't think, I mean,
So what do you think the Mandela effect is? Like how would you explain it? And if you had to explain it personally.
well, I saw something. It's like a false memory. It's like you remember something, but it never happened.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
I don't
I
know.
don't
I mean, because if you hit parallel universe, you have to hit like beliefs and stuff, and
That's where I struggle because you would have to be like, all right, there had to be multiple Jesus. There had to be, you know, like this is, I just don't believe. I'm not saying God can't do it. You know, you could do anything, but I don't. It's the same thing with like aliens. Do you believe in aliens? Like intelligent life outside of, you know, out there?
No, but I know it's possible.
Yeah, I don't want to say there's no such thing as aliens
Yeah.
because some people would be like, oh, biblically, there's no such thing as aliens. They would have to be a Jesus on their part, you know, and to redeem them of their sins. But then I've heard people argue that the work on the cross was universal, so it redeemed everybody of their sins, or maybe God had a different Adam or something like that. And I don't want to say there's not aliens, but I just I as of right now, I don't believe in aliens, but that could change, man. You know, I wouldn't base my like whole life on it or nothing like that.
No.
And that's one, I guess that's one of
No.
those theology things where it doesn't matter. You know, like
Yeah.
it's you can believe it or not. You know, it's like it's whatever.
Yeah. But I think we can take away that the one that gets both of us every time is Sinbad.
Dude, that is wild. That is, yeah, that is mind blowing.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude,
Curious
like
George one, I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Fruit Loops, I could attribute that to grammar. Same with double stuffed Oreos. But the Sinbad one, man, I don't even know who that guy is, except like
me
when you
either.
said it, I was like, oh, he was a genie. I remember that.
Wait,
Like I
hold
remember
on.
that.
Did you ever see the Christmas movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, when he was dressed up as like a superhero, he had to get his son. What's it called?
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, and he had to get his son Sinbad the toy.
Sinbad was in that one.
Was he a genie?
No, he was the mailman, remember?
Okay. Okay, yeah, okay.
That's so how I remember.
He was popular, I guess, in the 90s.
Dude, swore he was a genie.
Yeah, that's where's his IMDb? Let's see what else he was on. Because that one is kind of, whew, that's blowing my mind. Known for Jingle All the Way, Coneheads, never seen. He was in Good Burger. First Kid. I remember that.
I've seen Coneheads. You haven't seen Coneheads?
Is that funny?
Weird movie.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. I've never seen. Like, is it funny or?
It's not really. Not really. It's just weird.
Okay. Yes, dude, that's blowing my mind. Somewhere in a parallel universe, Sinbad's long forgotten genie movie is uncovered at long. Oh, so someone I think made a parody of it. But like he's even in this picture, he's shooting purple lightning. I remember purple being his thing. You know, like that's weird, dude. That blows my mind. I don't know. Anyways, so yeah, Mandela effect. I'm still not a believer, but I am. That is freaky. That is.
It's definitely. I mean, something. My mind. Yeah.
It blew my mind. The Sinbad one blew my mind. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That one is like the one that just leaves me like, what the crap? Like how?
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we'll see you next week. Hopefully. We say that every week and it always ends up being every other week. But hopefully it's next week, man. Life happens and we just make excuses. But again, it's for us, not for y'all.
So. Yep. We're still friends. So.
Yeah. Best friends do for life. All right. Definitely. Love you, Bryce.
All right, love you. See y'all.
See you guys.